Batista, baby.
AM Wednesday morning. You are now tuned in to Pop Drones. That was a brand new one there by a new group called Sandwiches, featuring two ladies who actually both played in the Fresh and Onlys as their backup singers. They've gone on to do their own thing now. It's a very special show here, actually, a special couple weeks at CITR, actually, a little bit more than special. It's important. Right now we are in the midst of our fun drive 2009. We got a goal of $24,000. We are just over 9,600 right now. Let's see if we can break the 10 grand mark by the end of the show. You can donate 604 UBC unit. That's 604-822-8648. You can actually do it online as well. It's citr.ca/donate. And it's an, very important if you appreciate, love, and listen to community radio, especially CITR here. We would love to hear your feedback, and we'd love for a donation. Any amount will do. We've got some prize packs. We'll talk more about those in a bit. We got a lot of my favorite hits from the last about 6-7 months. A lot of stuff we've played on the show before. I try not to play things more than a couple times, but got lots of special stuff to play. I think Luke Meat might be joining me later in the show. All you noise heads listening should get ready for that one the last half an hour or so. Let's see if we can coax him in here. But right now, we're going to keep things West Coast. And this is a brand new 7-inch by Best Coast, which is actually Bethany, who played in Pocahontas. And now does a solo thing. This track actually made the rounds across the blogosphere early in the summer, and the 7-inch was delayed several times. It's now been officially released. You can go ahead and get that at artfagrecordings.com. I would definitely order that one up right away. 500 copies, and it's gone. But right now, Radioland has got it for you. Again, if you want to help us out with the fund drive here, it's 604 UBC unit. Give us a call. We have operators standing by. This is Best Coast on the Pop Drone CITR 101.9.
Having a party. Let's get the word out.
Yo, Jenny, Suter is having a party. Pass it on.
So apparently, there's a winter-themed party going on.
No! You want the real scoop? CITR is putting on a show at the gallery in the sub on Thursday, November 19th. Peace and Walter TV will be playing with surprise DJs. The band performances will be broadcast live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, hosted by Ben Lai, with interviews between sets. It's only $4 to get in, and all proceeds raised will go towards CITR's annual fund drive. Doors open at 8 p.m., and the first band will go on at 9. So now that you know, be there.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Again, very important week here. I got a fund drive. Total is $9,000, $666.50 there. Last track there, it's a 7-inch by Real Estate, who just put out their full-length LP and CD on the Woodsist label. You should be able to grab that one at your local grocer this week. That track there was called Fake Blues, another good summer jam for you. And just ahead of that was Vibes with Psychic off their Not Not Fun single. And Vibes actually features Amanda, who played in Pocahontas with the artist just before that, which was Best Coast. So the two of them have officially split. They've gone their separate ways, and they've both jumped into amazing bands who both look like they have pretty good futures ahead of them. Again, it's Fun Drive week. We've managed to raise quite a bit, but we still need a bit more to get to our goal of $24,000. We're almost at 10 grand. Let's see if we can break the 10 by the end of the show here. One of the many things that the station needs is funding for new equipment, and that's a major one around here that gets a lot of use. The station is pretty much on air most of the day, and a lot of use on the record players, CD players, though not a lot of use on the cassette players. I think I might be one of the only people using that. Either way, things need to be replaced, and we need your help with that. This is not funded by outside interests. It's strictly community radio, and we are 100% dependent on your help. And this is the one time a year where we ask our fellow listeners, music fans, to pitch in. You can call 604-822-8648 or 604-UBC-UNIT to donate any amount. Though, if you want to be specific, and you can get lots of swag, a pretty decent one is for $30 or 8 cents a day. You get the Friends card, and you'll get your name announced on the air. And the Friends card is actually pretty good if you're a habituate of the local record store scene. Pretty much every record shop in town on there gets you a discount. And, you know, in this day and age, any discount will help. And then all the way down on the other end of the spectrum, if you've got $1,000 to spare for the station there, it's only $2.74 a day. You get two Friends cards, two limited edition T-shirts, two umbrellas, two hoodies, a CD prize pack, and your name on our donor wall. And you also get to host a show, which I think would be well worth the money there. And there's all kinds of incentives and pledges in between that. We'll get to some more of those later. Right now, if you want to pledge, it's 604-UBC-UNIT. Or if you want to do it online, it's citr.ca/donate. I know a lot of my listeners tend to download the podcasts. So if you're at home and you're on your computer downloading the podcast and you hear this, you've got until about, I think it's the 26th, to get your donations in. Any amount appreciated. Right now, we've got one of my other favorite tracks of the year. We got a lot of those coming up right now. But this is one of my more favorite pop tracks. This is a still somewhat newish one by the Crystal Stilts. It's called Love is a Wave.
Love. This outcry, this clamor, he creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
You are back with the Pop Drone Show on CITR 101.9. We are in the midst of the annual fun drive, a once a year only event where we ask you, the dear listener, to help the station out for all the supplies that we need in a year. Our goal right now is $24,000, and we're almost at the $10,000 mark. If you want to call and donate, it's 604-UBC unit, or 604-822-8648. And any amount that you can spare will do, and we take all forms of payment for that. A couple examples of the pledge levels and incentives that we have here. For $101.09, you get a friend's card, a limited edition t-shirt, and 15 seconds on the air. And you know, if you want to give a special shout out to your grandma for her birthday, or if you got a business and you want to do a little advertisement, a little jingle or something, you've got 15 seconds to do what you need to do. And if you need more than 15 seconds for $365 or the amount of a dollar a day, you'll get two friends cards, two limited edition t-shirts, two umbrellas, one hoodie, and you'll get a full minute on the air. And you'd be surprised how many people you can hit and how many words you can cram in a minute. Back to the music here. Well, last track there was, last two tracks actually were Woven Bones, super limited edition, 7 inches. And Woven Bones is kind of taking the garage rock underground by storm with a flurry of 7 inches over the summer. There's three separate 7 inches released on there was one on Hozak, Needless Records, and local label Sweet Rot actually managed to get the best of the three there. Hopefully we've got a full length coming from those guys soon. And just ahead of that was Crystal Stilts with probably their best song to date, Love is a Wave, off their Slumberland 7-inch, and that's a pretty fresh one there, released only a few months back. And right now we've got a brand new one, Idle Times, and this is taken from his Hozak Singles Club. Again, listeners, we are in the midst of the fund drive, and if you wish to donate any amount, it's 604-UBC unit. This is Idle Times on Pop Drones 101.9.
Thank you.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinematheque, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air.
Why should people support CITR? Lots of unique music, independent news, and arts programming that isn't heard anywhere else but here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Call 604-822-8648 to pledge your support.
I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know?
Call 604-822-8648 to pledge your support.
That was Bill Murray there urging you listeners there to pledge to help us out. That was pretty funny there. 604-822-8648 to help CITR out. There's actually quite a few things that CITR does in the community, which is supporting the local arts. And we sponsor a lot of local arts festivals, including the VIFF, the Queer Film Fest, Fringe Fest, of course, and Illuminaris. And there's also plenty of in-depth reporting on the arts community, including the Arts Report and News 101. And we've got full coverage of the recent arts funding cuts by the provincial government and its effect on local arts groups. And that's a lot of information that you need to hear about. And you're only going to get the truth from community radio stations like this, where there's no corporate agenda here at all. There is nobody greasing the palms of the radio DJs, as it were. So that's just one of the many many facets that CITR helps out in its community. Right now, we're very close to $10,000. Let's try and break that by 11:30. Luke Meat should be here helping me out in the studio in about 15 minutes. We'll do a little one-on-one. We got some noisy stuff to lay on his ears here, and see what he makes of these new kids making the noise music these days. Speaking of noise music and noisy music in general, the last two tracks there, nice gnarly garage stuff by the Hunches from I believe they're Oakland or San Francisco, somewhere in California. Unfortunately, they are now defunct. But that last LP there, the last two tracks taken from their final LP, Exit Dreams, on the In the Red label. And just ahead of those two tracks was a brand new one by Seattle's Idle Times, a one-man stomper there, based just south of the border here. That track was called Million Miles Away, taken from his Hozak single, his very recent Hozak single. Right now we got one of my other absolute favorites, not even out of the year, I think maybe possibly of all time. This is the Mayor's Dead's 12-inch. This is that infamous 12-inch with the mud-stomped covers, each one individually stomped by the members of the band, I'm sure, and in a drunken fit in one of their backyards. This track is called The Crawl. Thank you.
music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Your voice, your frequency. Programming at CITR is controlled by those who produce it and those who listen to it. Vancouver has the highest concentration of corporate ownership in media in North America. It is essential that CITR be your alternative voice in this environment.
Where the hell are you? Let's get some phone calls.
To pledge your support, phone 604-822-8648. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
What about you people in labor? Come on, every Friday night we've been sponsoring a wobbly hour. We've been having old weird wobbly guys who were with the IWW back in the 20s and stuff. Let's back us up. We're in the same boat. 555-2150. It's us against the world. Let's go. Let's beat the world tonight. Come on, sheet metal people. Where are you? Okay, St. Mark's for girls. I'll give a kiss to every girl from St. Mark's that calls, pledges some money. Come on.
To pledge your support, phone 604-822-8648. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You're back with Pop Drones on the CITR 101.9. One of very few community radio stations left in the city. If you're listening right now, there is a reason that you are, and it is you don't want to be listening to that that awful corporate radio. One of the things that would help keep this station alive and help help this program running smoothly is your donation. And we are accepting pledges of all amounts, no amount too little or too large. Our goal this year is $24,000, and we're just over 9,700. Luke's going to be on the air with me in a few minutes. Again, 604 UBC unit, or if you're online, citr.ca/donate. Again, pledges of all amounts will definitely be taken. And if you give an example, it's $250, and you get two friends cards, limited edition T-shirt, an umbrella, and a hoodie. So you get a little bit of swag. It's you know, you give, we give. It's a beautiful sharing relationship that we have here. We got Luke coming up in a minute. Right now, we're going to keep things noisy. This is a brand new one by Twin Stumps. We're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. We got Luke here in the
killer
studio.
Killer segue, man.
Yeah.
Mark Richardson, how are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. I got up nice and early and did the phones. Suburban Jungle killed it this morning, actually. He did quite well for the station here.
Excellent. One of the many fine programs we have here on CITR.
Yes, of course. And it was actually when I started here, I thought I would be stuck at some 2 a.m. station shift or something, but I ended up right next to the one show that I really wanted to be next to, which is your show.
Thank you.
Very fitting.
It is. I think it is very fitting, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I think you kind of got the slot too, because it was just we like to compliment each other and try to keep things a little bit different. One cool thing about CITR, though, is that we don't actually do a thing called block programming. And what block programming means is, like, a lot of stations do this. It means, like, from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, it's going to be world music. And then from 12 noon to 2, it's going to be jazz. And then, you know what I mean? It's like Monday to Friday, like from 8 to 12, for example, it is something different every day. You know, you never really know what you're going to get. And that's one cool thing about CITR. And if you dig that, you can give us a call at 822-8648. And, I dig what you do. I guess I want to ask you, we obviously talk music and stuff like that. Why is it that you went into kind of the more experimental noise angle? Like, what appealed to you about that?
Because for the radio show or just myself?
Just in general.
In general. Like most kids, I grew up on pop music and, I came from a family of collectors. So, you wear yourself out on certain things, mm-hmm. I think. And not to say that I don't appreciate pop music. Anyone who listens to the first even half an hour of the show will definitely hear the pop side of me, though it's, not necessarily the front cover of Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure. It's just one of those things. Your mind gets drawn to, darker, more experimental music, art. It's a bit of everything, It's... I don't really know if there was ever really a turning point. I think, one of the big groups I got into that got me into a lot of noisier stuff was Sonic Youth, and I discovered mm-hmm. them I was about 11 or 12 years old.
I think Sonic Youth is probably responsible for a lot of people getting into more darker and experimental areas, for sure. We got to God bless them for that, definitely. You said you're from a family of collectors.
Yeah,
is that true?
Both my parents were, like, massive record collectors.
Oh, so that's nice to have a cushion background, at least, then.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So what would be, like, did your parents have, like, some obscure stuff at all? Or
yeah,
like...
well, they had great taste up until the year I was born.
It's amazing how kids can just ruin a person's record collection sometimes.
Yeah.
Or how kids can literally ruin record collection. I've seen that happen before, too.
Yeah.
Like, our program director, Bryce Dunn, all the vinyl, used to be kind of at ground level, and now it's, conveniently raised up to stay away from his 3-year-old daughter, Ruby.
About a 13-year-old's height.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as they're... my parents were... They were okay with it. I had my own little play turntable thing and a couple records and stuff. But I actually got really into CDs while they were still kind of into records and, mm-hmm. and tapes, and because that was one of the things, was you just wanted to do something a little different than what your parents were doing. So
were probably kind of
CDs.
Just getting into music right when the CD explosion probably happened, though, right?
Oh yeah, it was like the dawn of Columbia House for CDs, and it was mail order. I lived in the suburbs, so it was. It was one of the only ways to get it outside of coming all the way downtown.
And they only cost a penny.
Yeah, exactly. I suckered a lot of people into it for that.
Well, you get a free album for each person you signed, though, right? Isn't that how it worked?
Yeah, a couple free ones,
yeah.
I think.
Oh,
yeah.
What a great scam.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I think I still owe them a lot of money.
Yeah, I think that's why they went under.
Yeah, most likely.
I don't think they were able to collect.
It's called No Fixed Address.
Yeah.
So let's get 10 CDs. Anyways, yeah. What do we got coming up here?
I played this before on the show a few months back. This is a sort of newish single by Black Puss, which is actually Brian Chippendale.
I love him.
From Lightning Bolt, who Lightning Bolt just put their new record out last week.
Mm-hmm. We just got it in, and
yeah.
You'll hear it in the next hour and a half. I can tell you that, because I take over at 11:30. And
Yeah, you know, so this is Brian. It's all solo, so it's all drums and then a few other effects. I've heard there's actually some clips on YouTube as well of him doing this live show. And if you've never seen even Lightning Bolt footage, it's quite jaw-dropping.
I would highly recommend the DVD if you haven't seen anything by Lightning Bolt.
The Power of Salad.
Yeah, phenomenal stuff. And is this the Brian that's the comic artist as well?
Yeah. Okay. He's got that giant, I can't remember what it's called, but it's an oversized.
It's like 500 pages or something like that.
Yeah, and it's a lot like those, the giant pencil crayon scribblings on the cover of the Lightning Bolt album. Mm-hmm. Just pages and pages and pages of it. And it's even got, I was looking at it just recently, actually, I don't own it, but I saw it in somewhere downtown, and there was like scribblings of his from when he was like 10. So it's like him, like drawing all these little ninjas doing fights and stuff. Just a lot of artists don't really reveal that end of things, but you see where he's coming from. This kid that's really into guns and ninjas, and you know, pretty average suburban kid.
Yeah, well, there's something in the water in Providence, Rhode Island, I tell you, that just makes people just kind of, you know, a little bit off kilter and stuff. And I got a feeling that this is going to be a good sign of that. Remember, you're never going to hear music like this anywhere else, you know, like at least on the airwaves in Vancouver. And if you appreciate that, if you appreciate your weirdness, you appreciate your experimentality, give us a call here. Show that you care. Give us a bit of a donation. We should tell you what you get, though. Just one really quick thing. A $30 donation, you get a friend's card. A $60 donation, you get an umbrella. Limited edition CITR umbrella, and man, the way the weather's been, Lord knows you're going to need them. And these aren't cheap. Like this is a pretty good deal because the umbrellas are really well made, wooden handles. Actually, they extend out to about 2.5 feet in length. And then the kicker here, for $101.90, you get a friend's card and a limited edition Fun Drive T-shirt with very, very amazing artwork featuring a parody of a Bazooka Joe comic, and it's really, really cool. Give us a shout here, 822-8648 UBC unit, in case your phone doesn't have any numbers, and as you were.
Yeah, so this is Black Puss on CITR 101.9.
thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air.
The unique sounds of CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver are possible only through your continued support.
Because the kids listen to the radio and respect the radio. Now, why don't you show a little bit of respect? Give me a phone call. Call up! Give a couple of bucks. Do you want to hear radio again? You know, what if you woke up some morning and there was no radio? It sounds like the beginning of a short story, you know, but 1984 isn't that far away.
The unique sounds of CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver are possible only through your continued support. Imagine life without CITR. Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent views, independent news, diverse music, and spoken word programming. No one else in the city plays the music that we play. Marginalized communities and people fighting for social change would lose a major voice in the community.
Call up! Give a couple of bucks. Do you want to hear radio again?
Support CITR today. Phone 604-822-8648 and pledge your support. 604-822-8648.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. I got a few things left here for you. And before we switch it over to a noise, I'm going to be hanging out a little bit into that as well before I hit the phones again. My, you know, somewhat of a small dream coming true. And you can actually help CITR make a couple dreams come true. There's definitely some things that need to be fixed up around this studio. And we need your help to do that.
You missed something really great on Monday, actually. It was Robin, The Rib, one of our other experimental music shows. And Robin was going to play a Mr. Bungle track. And she's like, this is one of my favorite songs that got me into. This is like the first exposure to weird music I ever had. It's my favorite song. Here we go. And then and it was just like, and it started, and 3 seconds into it, it just like starts going, bop, 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 bop. And it was just the CD. And it was the CD player, of course. You know, it's the CD player's fault. And it was just like examples of how CITR needs your help. If you, I mean, it's nice having the spontaneous remix version, but yeah. Some people really like to hear the real version. And but I mean, it was kind of poetic justice in a way. Give us a shout here, 822-8648. We're at $9,716.50, and I would love it if by 1 o'clock we broke the 10 grand mark. That would be amazing. But either way, 822, every little counts. Doesn't matter. So
yeah, any amount.
Give us a shout. You know, we had a $5 donation, which helped us. You know,
yeah, like, and, yeah, I saw that.
You know, and you know, anything that you feel. I know that times are tough and it's a recession and stuff like that. But you can get a tax receipt if you don't want swag as well and stuff like that. So 822-8648. What do you got next?
Right now we got a little double shot here. We'll see what else we can fit in. But this is a Drunk Driver coming up next. I think they're actually just based out of New York, and they just put out a. I'm going to start things off here with an older 7-inch of theirs, but they just did a split 12-inch with this madman named Matin, and he also he's basically the man behind Billy Bao. And Drunk Driver and Billy Bao just did a collaborative 12-inch. We're going to play that right after this. And then maybe we've got some time for some Billy Bao. So it's kind of three of the kind of biggest noise records in the last little bit.
Yeah,
and then
this
they've
year,
all kind of come together.
Last couple of years for sure. You
yeah,
know, like,
it's,
this is crazy.
Yeah, it's been insane. There's, that Twin Stumps I played earlier and the Ram Jack. You know, even that Mayor's, you know, it's pretty heavy stuff and it's noisy, but it's been a phenomenal year. I it's been really tough to keep up, and the idea for my show has always been you know, new. It has to be something that just came out. And at first I thought it was going to be, oh, this is going to be, you know, pretty hard to keep up with. But the only thing that I can't keep up with is my draining my wallet every week for, you know, ordering from the obscure mail orders, Fusetrons and the DNTs and Aquarius Records of the world. And there's a lot of them out there, and they're kind of sprouting up all the time. It's really tough to keep up, but... Mm-hmm.
You're doing the damn fine. You're doing the Lord's work, man. You know, you're staying on top of it, man. And and again, like I appreciate your show. And like again, CITR, this is where you hear it. You know, so keep that in mind when you call 822-2487. No, not two. It's the wrong one. 822-8648 UBC unit. Sorry.
All right. On that note, we're gonna dip into some Drunk Driver, and we'll be back in a minute.
We'll be right back. Doot 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 doot. Kurt. Doot 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 doot. Doot 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 doot.
Shut up.
Oh, Kurt, can we get you a station ID just quickly? Just one? Just for CITR? Just one so I can... this one, just for fun? Station ID, Kurt? Just CITR radio?
CITR radio.
And who are you?
Nardwar's cousin.
Which, yeah. Can you say I'm Kurt and you're listening to CITR radio?
I'm Kurt and you're listening to CITR radio.
I'm Kurt Cobain and you're listening to CITR radio?
Yes. No, you're not.
Bye.
Thank you, CITR, for making that moment happen. I'm Nardwar to Human Serviette, reflecting on all things great about CITR. What makes CITR great are the people. What makes CITR great are the listeners. What makes CITR great is CITR. Anybody can do a radio show. Anybody can do an interview. And thank you, CITR, for everything you've given me. You, the listeners of CITR, can give something back to CITR. That is your support. And you all know how that can be directed. 822-8648. And if you're forgetting about the 604, maybe you're forgetting that CITR goes back to 1937. We don't need a 778. We're 604-822-8648. Phone that number to donate to CITR. We'd really appreciate it. Or go to www.citr.ca. Thanks for your time. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doot a loot doo. Donate.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Yes, indeed. It is time for A Noise, the fourth annual CITR Pledge Drive edition of A Noise, 822-8648 or www.citr.ca/donate. UBC Unit is the number to call. Give us a shout here. We are at $9,716, and I would love to be the show to crack the $10,000 mark. And be that, you want to be that caller, actually, that actually cracks the $10,000 mark. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We have a very special, unique A Noise prize for you on top of the regular swag that you get when you donate to CITR 101.9 FM. Here it goes. $30 gets you a friend's card. $60 gets you a friend's card and an umbrella, a limited edition CITR umbrella. We have stations all over Canada complimenting CITR on what a unique idea this is. Not any other radio station has a umbrella with their logo on it. And the cool thing about the umbrella is it's a CITR in the classic type font but the dot in the I is a raindrop. So that's kind of cool. And $101.90, only 28 cents a day will get you a friend's card and a limited edition CITR Fun Drive t-shirt. Give us a call, 822-8648. What we're going to do today is we're just going to kind of go through the radio show, the history of A Noise, and kind of how I got involved in it. Playing some of your favorites, hopefully. We'll play some clips from interviews. We'll play some of my favorite shows. But we're going to start off today with the very first song I played at, July 28th, 2000. That's when program director Bryce Dunn allowed me loose in this studio. Originally, the show was only an hour. It was noon to 1 o'clock. And as time slots open up, I don't know why, but he gave me an extra half hour on top of everything. I don't know what it was. But yeah, I didn't bribe him or anything like that. But yeah, so this is the very first song I ever played. Almost, good Lord, almost a decade ago. What you're about to hear, I still consider probably one of the most ear-piercingly noise tracks, and this was kind of how I wanted to introduce myself to the listening public of CITR. This is, I'll let the noise speak for itself. This is off of, Vestal Space Heat Ritual, and this is Masana.